The vote was just shy of unanimous, and for many in the Student Center ballroom, emotional. Victor is a student at Metro State. He's also an illegal immigrant and didn't want to give his last name. He says he can't believe this day has finally arrived.
I work two jobs, and still, you know, to not be able to afford tuition is ridiculous.
Victor says after 4 years, he should have graduated already. He got choked up talking about the new tuition policy and then burst into tears after the interview.
Finally, I have that opportunity. So relieved that somebody finally stepped up.
To be eligible for the new tuition rate, illegal immigrant students must have attended a Colorado high school for a minimum of 3 years and graduated from that school. They also have to sign a form pledging to one day seek citizenship. Former Speaker of the House and Metro State Trustee Terrence Carroll sees it as a vote for hope and opportunity.
When you disenfranchise and you remove a group of people from the civic canopy and you say that somehow you're a secondary class of citizens, that's a recipe for disaster.
Carroll says he's disappointed lawmakers weren't able to pass a statewide version during this year's legislative session.
Sometimes our political leaders are behind the times, and it's important for us to lead the way.
The Colorado legislature has tried and failed several times to pass a similar bill. In recent years, Republican lawmakers have been the roadblock. Senator Nancy Spence of Centennial sits on the Senate Education Committee. She says she feels sorry for the students, but also thinks allowing them to pay lower tuition will only set them up for failure.
Until the DREAM Act is passed, or until Congress takes some action, there is not a way that students without documentation can work. And I wish it was different. I understand how frustrated and unhappy the students must be, and I get that. There's not anything that we can do about it at the state level.
For Republican Speaker of the House Frank McNulty of Highlands Ranch, it's a question of authority.
It appears that Metro State College is attempting an end run around the legislature. We're interested to learn whether the proposal that they put forward violates federal law, whether it runs contrary to state law, and these are the questions that we're asking now.
There is a very clear history in this state of the authority of governing boards to establish non-resident tuition.
That's Metro State President Stephen Jordan. He says the school has followed the law and that students won't receive any public money or tax dollars. Jordan says the new tuition policy aligns with the school's mission to be inclusive.
We serve more students of color than any other institution in the state of Colorado.
Jordan estimates 300 students would take advantage of the lower tuition category next year. The rate would still be higher than in-state tuition, but about half as much as out-of-state rates. Fanny Garcia says she hopes she can now finish her degree. She's 25 and wants to one day serve in the Air Force and become a pilot.
My country, my nation, my land is the one that I stand on right now. You guys will be doing the right thing. Nobody should be denied higher education.
Proponents of the policy say they won't give up on passing a bill at the State House. So far, Metro State is the only school in Colorado that's been willing to go it alone. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.